Hi, my name is Ellen Boyle. I go by Mari, and I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I go to California University of Pennsylvania, and I am majoring in political science.
Mari, it's great to have you on Penguin Radio and as a part of College Debate 16. How did you end up here from so far away?
I was actually approached by one of my professors who, through a whole chain of people, had heard about this college debate and recommended that I apply because I have been so invested in engaging my peers and other students and being informed students and really taking the opportunity to be active in the political process, especially this election currently.
This must be really a great experience for you to meet up with tons of other leaders like yourself. If your professor brought this to you, you're obviously a leader in what you're doing. And an opportunity like this seems pretty rare, especially for someone who's voting, I guess, in your first presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But beyond that, getting the nitty-gritty of the issues and really getting together with people who care about this at a deeper level, I think, than most. To get on a plane, fly across the country, and to do all this for 48 solid hours really sends a message. What issues speak to you most deeply?
For me, it's social issues, because I think they also tie into economy, into immigration, and into education. I think when you really put a value on equality, whether it be gender, race, economic, I think all of that sort of ties into empowering people then economically to also empower people to go out and get an education. And I think when all of those things are working at full force, then they will each build upon each other. So that's why I put that focus on equality on all fronts, not just gender or race, but the combination of all of those, I think, is really important for our generation right now.
I think that's really beautifully said, to tell you the truth. You said it very articulately and very succinctly. Would you say that of the issues that you think about on a daily basis, that your opinions on those issues are set in stone, or are you open to this idea of going over and hashing it out with people here?
I think when I first started getting more involved in politics, I was very stubborn with my opinions, and I definitely thought that I was right and was more of an arguer than a listener. But the more people I come across, the more invested I get into all of these issues, the more open-minded I become, and the more important I think it is for me to listen more than to speak.
And Mari, what do you hope to come away with? You must, on the flight out here, you must have been thinking, gosh, I wonder what I've gotten myself into. On one hand, of course, you don't know where you're going and
right.
You don't know the people. But now that you're here, it must start to formulate what you hope to achieve by this whole experience.
What I really want is to be able to go back to my small campus and have a huge list of ideas of how to inspire and motivate other people to want to be informed and involved citizens and not just to spread any kind of false media that's going around, but to really want to make that effort to understand what's going on and continue in learning.
All right, Mari, last question for you, and we really appreciate your time. Are people at your school in particular suspicious of media?
I would say so. They definitely are suspicious of the mainstream media right now, and they definitely are more skeptical and critical of it, particularly that they show issues as a distraction and not necessarily the issues that should be at the forefront of our media today.
All right, Mari, our guest on Penguin Radio. Very well said. Thank you.
Thank you.